Hello and welcome to the Payments Journal podcast. I'm your host, Rima Katz, Editor-in-Chief of Payments Journal. Real-time payments have been a topic of discussion for some time now, and it continues to be as many await the launch of FedNow. Our guests today, Miriam Sherrill, Head of Product US at Form3, and Steve Murphy, Director of Commercials at Javelin Strategy and Research, discuss why testing is so crucial for banks. They also speak to the testing process, whether it's the same for each bank or if each system is unique. Miriam and Steve, it's so great to have you with us today. Before we get into it, Miriam, for those that may be unfamiliar, can you give us a quick intro to Form3?
Form3 is a payment processing technology solution provider. We started in the UK and Europe with a focus on kind of best technology, fit for purpose, bunch of old bakers, as we call our executive team, who were a little frustrated with what was out there and wanted to come up with something that is just much better from a technology perspective, really focused on real-time payments as a priority, although we do more than that. And I think part of this podcast and what we're going to talk about with testing is part of the solution we provide inherent. So not just a solution that provides the real-time processing, high resiliency and all of that, but also how we go about testing and the testing simulators that we provide out to the industry to help everyone come along for that journey. Obviously, we are entering the US market now, which is my job and my role. And so that's what we're going to talk about further.
You kind of touched upon the importance of testing. Why is testing often an afterthought for banks? And why is this a crucial mistake, especially when looking at real-time payments?
Yeah, and I did purposely, you know, touch on that because it's not just having the best technology and technology that's fit for purpose, but it's also how you go about your entire project and life cycle of getting that technology in place, and that's testing. Testing becomes an afterthought for banks. It becomes an afterthought for all companies, frankly, because you focus on, well, I got to build something new. I better just get it right. I've got procedures I got to put in place, all of that stuff. But at the end of the day, you have to test all of that. And what banks and others do that's a mistake is they do that at the end. They build it, they do their documentation, they work on the operations around it, the ecosystem around the new solution, and then you start testing it end to end and you find issues or you got it, whether it's a technical error that's wrong or the procedure that's wrong. And then you find those really late in the game, which means to go back and fix it, it's more costly, it takes more time, and it's difficult. So for real time, and I think we're going to talk about this a bit later, if you wait till the end to do all of this testing, you're going to end up having an issue. Your project might end up getting pulled if it costs you double the amount of time to go and fix that. So being an afterthought is a mistake in the new agile world of doing things. Everyone is trying to kind of bring testing earlier. You have got test-driven development and things like that. But for real-time payments specifically, we can't do it so late. Because it's 24/7, it's all brand new. It just, if you do it late, you're going to come up with all these different things you have to go back and fix and kind of start over.
So Miriam, we know something like 300, we don't know the exact number, but more than 300 banks have already launched RTP, and some percentage of them are going to be launching FedNow as well. And then there will be some banks that are going to be launching both in the future. Is there additional testing, those that have already launched and maybe looking to launch both? Is there additional separate testing for FedNow for those that have done it already?
Yeah, it's a really good point. The expectation, we've touched on this in other webinars and podcasts right now, RTP and FedNow won't interoperate, right? So even if you're on RTP, if you want to receive a FedNow payment, you'll have to connect and get your solution working for FedNow. There are similarities. The schemes really work together to try to align where they could, but there are also differences. So to your point, Steve, you have to test those differences. So whether they're technical in some of the designs between the schemes or even the differences in some of the messages, there are enough differences. That means you need to adjust your solution and you need to test that that solution now works for FedNow if you've already been on RTP. That being said, there are some things that should be the same and you should try, or banks should try to make them the same so you don't have to retest at all. So if you think about the scheme gateway itself and everything around the messaging in and out, you probably need a retest or at least adjust your testing and test all those differences. Past that point, operations, things that you have to do around the entire ecosystem, which are just as important, hopefully many banks can align to whatever they're doing for RTP if they're already on RTP, in which case light touch testing might be appropriate. But it's another example of where doing that earlier will help you, right? The only way to know that it's going to be the same is if you test it as early as possible. So if you wait for the whole thing to be built, then you do your testing, you're going to do that really, really late. If you built one flow around payment and then you tested it and you tested it end to end, you confirm, hey, everything I put in place for RTP now works for FedNow. Great, I'm good to go. Let me move on. But this is the shift in mindset that we need to see happen so that we're not all facing the issues later in the game.
I'm curious about how banks should rethink their testing strategies to sufficiently test real-time payments. Can you speak to that?
Yeah, so real-time, it's interesting. There's the good and the bad. The good is it's brand new. Brand new is helpful. So you don't have to go, you're not building or adjusting something that's already in production. I used to work and support a Fedwire team. Fedwire's in production. It's very critical. So when you make changes to it, huge risk, right? Tons of testing, being really, really careful. RTP and FedNow are kind of new. So those who are implementing it are implementing new solutions, new systems. Many are using it as an opportunity to do their first stage of modernization and put in a new core just for this. That gives you a little flexibility because you're not worried about breaking something that already exists. The flip side is it's brand new. Brand new things are risky. You don't know what you're doing. I used to say when I did some work on FedNow, a real-time gross settlement system isn't new. Fedwire is a real-time gross settlement system, but a 24/7 system that's highly resilient, that has high performance, that has no end-of-day processing, that has no batch processing, that's new. And so it's not just new from a solution perspective, it's new from a testing perspective. No maintenance periods, like how do you test changes? How do you go about that? So even your whole test strategy has to be new and different. And that's hard. You got to do it early. You got to think about it early. You got to try to use that test strategy, find out where it's wrong, fix it, readjust. And again, I mean, I'm going to sound like a broken record. The earlier, the better, because that's how you'll adjust it and eventually be able to go live in a timely manner.
So Miriam, in your experience so far, if you were going to break the testing out into two major categories, one being technical and the other being operational of some sort, how much of the testing is technical versus operational and some sort of estimated level of difficulty?
It's a great point. And it's actually a strategy that we're pushing from the Form 3 side as well. Because you're absolutely right, Steve. There are two types. There's the technical, I built new code, I better test that it works, there's no bugs, you know, that kind of solution. And then there's testing your end-to-end process, your business flows, that everything's working downstream and upstream and settlement's working correctly. One, I guess, proposal to banks, right? And kind of what Form 3 is saying is, hey, that technical piece, the piece that's kind of the same for everyone, the gateways provide messages, they put rules around the messages, they put different error codes around the messages. It's not very nuanced. So you can build that and you can test that pretty early on, and you can use a service provider who's done it, who can test that holistically for everyone, and it doesn't have to be nuanced. So when Form 3 goes live with our RTP solution, we'll have tested the gateway piece holistically. It's going to work. If it works for one bank, it works for the other bank. But then to your point, there's that whole second part of it that's really specific to each bank and each customer, which is, well, now how do I plug it into my operations, into my core banking, into my resiliency posture, my risks, my all of that stuff? And that has to be tested as well. So it's not technical testing for bugs, but it's business testing. So yes, the gateway works. I can send a Paxo 8 and get back a Paxo 2. But now I have to test that my operations team, who suddenly had to go 24/7, can support that 24/7, that they know what to do when alert comes out, that they can follow those next steps, that they can get the money to where it needs to go, they can make the funds available. And that part's harder to offshore. Offshore is probably the wrong word, but it's harder to give to someone else to do. It's so specific to the bank. Harder. So you asked like which one's harder or like level of estimate. I think they're very different. Obviously, a technical build and test is difficult from a technical perspective. Real-time payments is hard. Again, the 24/7, the high resilience, the no batch. So there's a whole shift in testing that has to happen in a mindset from a development delivery standpoint. That being said, the business testing and the changes that we're asking banks to make to all of their processes is probably a bit harder. I think that's what we're hearing from banks who have gone onto RTP. Like, sure, we planned for a build and a test, but we underestimated just how big of change this is going to be to my operations team and to my 17 other systems that now have to somehow connect and hook up to these real-time payments that are also coming in and things like that. So they're both hard, but they're quite different, and they probably have to be led from different teams and different angles.
Got it. Thanks.
To piggyback on what you had said, would you say that the testing process for real-time payments is similar for each bank, or is each system unique?
The gateway piece that you can kind of do once and just reuse, and again, you can use service providers like Form 3 and others that are out there, that's probably not so nuanced. Now, it might be a little different depending on what payment use cases you use. So if you're a bank that has a lot of bill pay that you support, you're going to test the request for payment flow, right? So not every bank's going to do that. But at the end of the day, there's a set of messaging that these schemes provide, and you test those. And so Form 3 is going to test all of them and have them ready and available, whether you're using it or not. That part, less unique by bank. Everything after that part, pretty unique by bank. So it's going to depend on what core you use. It's going to depend on what your operations procedures are looking like. It's going to depend on how you integrate into other systems in your environment. So you can still use service providers to do that, usually more like partnerships or integrators who can help, who have a lot of experience with real-time payments, but who can nuance it to each specific customer. It's not like you could just buy one solution and it's going to be fit for purpose for everyone once you get past that gateway piece. So that part gets a little bit harder to, you know, have it kind of be like, do it once and then every bank can do it the same. Maybe on that point, it's not directly related to your question, but we are focusing this on why do you have to test earlier? And that's a piece of it. And another way to do that, so you can, you know, when you're hooking up to RTP or Fed, now you get to a point where you're testing directly with the scheme. So you're actually sending the messages to them and they're sending you the responses back and you can kind of do all of that. Generally, that's later in the life cycle. And that's a bit of a risk, right? So, you know, you can't do that until you've kind of built it, you've run through some other stuff. And so using a simulator or using a testing tool, so Form 3 has one that we're building that we're going to provide out. There are others out there that can help banks get ahead of those other changes that are more nuanced to them. So if you have a simulator that you can use and you can test really early on, like, hey, I just want to test that I could submit a payment and get a response so I could then go test all my after action work that I have to do. When I get that response, using a simulator will help you because once you've gotten to the scheme, they want you to test everything. So you've kind of had to build it all and then you're waiting to do all of your testing. But if you try to bring that in earlier, that could really help from a timeline perspective.
So Marian, thinking about, you know, the various types of banks and, you know, their sizes and their relative portfolios, the type of business that they do. Based on what you're seeing, is there any sort of testing scheme that's aligned with industry verticals, or is it more related to the types of use cases that the banks would be expecting to see, like bill pay and payroll?
What I've seen is that it is more aligned to the payment use cases, definitely for real time. We are building up Fedwire as well, and that might be a little bit different, actually, just because Fedwire, I think, aligns better to those verticals, as you've talked about. But for real time, it seems to be about the payment use cases that a bank feels they're going to move to the rail. So I mentioned bill pay, right? If you're moving bill pay over, and that's what you think is going to be your first payment use cases, you're testing around request for payment, right, from a scheme perspective, but then your bill pay provider, which is downstream, the ecosystem around bill pay, the authentication that you need between your customer and yourself to authorize that, yes, you can reply to the RFP. And so that's a whole set of stuff if you're testing P2P, right, the person to persons, and you have a directory in the mix there. There's a whole set of testing that you have to do around a directory and alias and confirmation of payee. So right now it seems to be really focused on payment use case. And what does that kind of value chain look like for that payment use case that defines how do you have to test it end to end?
Yeah, another use case I just thought of this might be since Zelle settles through RTP now, that might be another one that they're seeing a lot of activity around.
Yeah, well, I don't know, Steve, actually, you can let me know. When they first implemented that, like, I personally thought this is going to be huge. Zelle today, everybody uses it. End users could care less. It works wonderfully. But at the end of the day, lots of credit risk because it wasn't settling in real time. RTP built that integration. It hasn't quite taken off, unless you're aware of news I'm not, which would be helpful to hear. You know, there's a few banks maybe using it. But for the most part, I don't think we've seen the shift of moving those Zelle payments to RTP. They're still kind of going through the back end over ACH. And part of me wonders if once FedNow's live and there's more banks in general online, because Zelle has 1,800 banks or so, maybe a little bit more. RTP, to your point, has roughly 300, right? So that's not all the Zelle banks. So you obviously can't do that all over RTP. But once we have more banks on real time, I do wonder if we'll start to see more Zelle payments going there. And then you bring it back to testing. Obviously, that's a whole nother testing angle, right? When you're testing your P2P, if you've got that Zelle integration, it means testing not just this new gateway scheme, which sure, you can use a provider to do, but now it's testing your gateway scheme and your Zelle integration. That might be two different providers. So you have to think about that and combine it all together.
Yeah, I mean, if you look at the TCH website, they have some data on it. They've had some pretty tremendous growth over the past year. I think probably some of that's related to the $1 million limit, but I don't remember seeing any detail about Zelle. So I'd have to find out
Yeah, they haven't quite shared if there's a lot of Zelle activity. They have shared there aren't that many customers who have done that integration yet. But you're right, the volumes are increasing for RTP. And that's another trend. You know, banks put in a solution 5 years ago for RTP. That was great. And it worked for what it was meant to do. Now that their volumes are increasing, now that performance, throughput performance specifically, is becoming of higher importance, really being able to be on 24/7 is becoming of higher importance, because now that the volumes are going up, if you have to sign off the network for a few hours on a Sunday, you might miss payments. I think some banks are starting to evaluate, well, did I put in the right solution? Or is it, I did a great solution for what I needed at the time, but now with this increase, I better look for something that can meet all these requirements around the resiliency, around the performance, and test that I can, you know, keep up with all of that. And I do think we're seeing a trend of banks having to reevaluate at this point and look for another solution.
Interesting. Yep.
Miriam, as you mentioned, we're waiting for the launch of FedNow. Do you think that there's a unique opportunity for banks to start afresh with the way that they approach testing?
Well, I'll tie this back to the earlier question about, you know, RTP versus FedNow. So I don't think it's start afresh if you were already on RTP, right? So if you're a bank that's been on RTP, you've done that, you do have a head start. And to the conversation Steve and I had, it's not that different. Right? There are differences. So you better taste that gateway differently, but then your end-to-end processes should be pretty aligned. FedNow, though, if you haven't been on RTP and you've just been waiting for FedNow, you're going to go on FedNow. This goes back to, well, yet again, this is something that's brand new. So you have an opportunity to do this differently. You don't have to go in and touch something that's already in production. So anytime you can start something from the beginning, you have an opportunity to do it right and really focus on end-to-end process, maybe consider a modernization effort. We have seen a few banks who have said, you know what, for real time, being it's new in the US, the volumes haven't picked up yet. It's also an opportunity for me not to just put in a new gateway scheme connection, but a new modern core.
I was wondering if, since all banks are either using wire transfers, you know, either through Fedwire or CHIPS or cross-border with SWIFT, and we know that they're transitioning to ISO 20022, although that's been delayed now, would this be, since FedNow is ISO 20022 as well, would this be a good chance for them to get moving on that transition?
Yeah, that's a really good point. You know, I feel like ISO brings mixed emotions to people. Either they're like, this is going to be great, it's going to streamline, align the world to one standard, which I think there is a strong feeling that's going to happen. But then there's also the fear, because to get there is a big change. And a lot of testing is required to do that. You got to get it right in order for it to work. You bring up a really good point, right? Fedwire is going to migrate to ISO in 2025. I think CHIPS is doing it maybe the end of this year. It's a lot of banks who have to learn and invest in ISO. You could think of it as, well, FedNow and RTP are already on ISO. If you do that first, you get familiar, you know, you understand ISO, you test around ISO, it gives you a leg up in this critical migration of your high value. So even tying back to the conversation about when you touch something that's already in production, so much riskier. So Fedwire and CHIPS, right? Not just in production, but high value systems, so important to our economy. If you do FedNow or RTP first, you get yourself comfortable with ISO, you get your testing strategy ready around ISO, and then you've learned from that. And now you jump and you go do, you know, Fedwire and CHIPS with that knowledge, that could really be a big benefit. Obviously, there is, of course, the budget question for banks. So there's a lot going on in the next couple of years. So you want to get on FedNow, but you have to migrate Fedwire. And so, you know, if there's ways to align that, that's helpful. You know, I'll say it again, broken record, but what Form 3 is offering is one API, essentially, that supports all of these rails. And that's part of the reason. So if you think about, well, now I have to invest in changing my Fedwire gateway and building a gateway to FedNow. If you use a provider who says, well, I've built all of that, I've taken that burden off of you, you can integrate to this one API, focus on the data, do all your testing downstream that we can't help you with because it's so unique, you can kind of avoid all that kind of duplicate effort that you have to do across the board, which could be helpful to some banks.
Got it. Thanks.
Miriam and Steve, thank you so much for your insights and perspective. If the audience had one takeaway today, it's definitely that testing shouldn't be an afterthought for banks, and continuing to adapt and evolve is going to be very important. Thank you again for joining us. We hope to have you back soon.